It's just coming up now to 11:29, and joining me in the studio, all the way from Suffolk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very long way. We've got Infrared Penguin. Hello, guys.
Hey.
I'm still having problems getting the name right. Infrared Penguin.
You're the only person to get like the names like kind of messed up because like the other gigs we've been doing, they've got all our names like spelt it wrong every single time on the posters and stuff.
Oh dear.
Like all around I where we live and stuff. We got a gig on Friday, and they've for like 2 months now they've spelled it wrong every single time. We've like, can you change the name please? And I'm like, yeah, we should change it. We'll fix it. And they've like rubbed it out on the board and then put it back up wrong, and they've changed it like 5 times all wrong each time. Yeah.
Oh dear, you should just refuse to do the gig really.
Nah.
No, you won't do that. I thought you were going to say, yeah, actually, I might write them. Now, I'm joined by Jack on drums.
Yeah.
Andrew on vocals.
Hello.
We've got Ewan on guitar.
Hello.
Will on guitar.
Hello.
Billy on bass.
Hey.
And I was about to say somebody else, but that is the band, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was about to say your dad, because your dad and I, Jack, who plays drums, played in a band together. We have, haven't we? Yeah. Not obviously, he's much, much older than I am. and if you say anything different, it'll be a very short interview. Now, how long have you been together?
We've been together since last September, 10 months about. And we kind of started on the first day of sick form. I'd just moved from Oxfordshire, so I knew no one. And Billy and Jack came up to me and said, do you play an instrument? I play guitar, bit of vocals. Do you want to be in a band? Go for it.
Oh, right.
Within 45 seconds, we were in a band.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice.
It was magical.
Just the three of you, though. Will came along a little bit.
I've always been really close with Andrew, so...
Yeah.
He joined later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long have you, individually, if we start off with you, Billy, how long have you been playing the bass for?
Oh, 2011. Like, I got it for Christmas, and I was really bad at it until, like, a month ago.
Yeah. So, improved slightly, then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's easy. You like the bass line in the song we made.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play for you in a bit.
Andrew on vocals?
Yes, hello.
So, have you always been a vocalist, and do you play any instruments as well?
I casually play guitar. I'm not very good.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone likes a hobby. I haven't really been confident with singing until I took part in, like, musicals at school, etc. And so that actually turned out how me and Jack kind of became friends. He was a drummer for the musical. Obviously, I was performing, so he heard me. He recommended me to the band, and after some stern trials from Ewan, because he wanted to be the lead singer, we got there in the end.
And what about yourself, Jack? You've been playing drums.
I've been playing the same amount of time as Billy. I got like a little electric pad kit thing for Christmas and had to play around on that, and then had a few injuries that stopped me playing, broke my thumb and stuff. And then, I think it was the same year, about September, October time, I got looked at buying a full acoustic kit. And I've been playing that ever since. Me and Billy have all kind of really stuck together, been in the band before, but
yeah,
it's been good.
With your music, so you started to write original stuff. Did you start off doing covers first of all, just to get into the swing of what you wanted to do?
Yeah, we did.
And what sort of bands that you really have influenced your sound, do you think?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters, we do a bit of them. We like them.
Nothing But Thieves, because Ewan's got some relatives in it.
Yeah. A relative.
All right. Okay.
The Fratelli.
Fratelli, totally.
You're lucky that you can rehearse in Jack's house.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually your parents' house, should we put it. It's not, you know, not Jack's house. But does that make a difference? Because you've obviously got your dad's been in bands.
Really. Like, your dad's helped out quite a lot, helping to organise stuff. So we should do respect that. It's really, really helpful, seeing as none of us drive yet. So,
It's nice to have someone who's been in the business before to, you know, recommend and help with anything that he can. Old Papa Grange.
Yeah.
it's really helpful, especially when setting up, like, PAs with our gigs.
Don't make it like that. You could set it up yourself. You just get poor old Russell to come in and set it up. Yeah, exactly. That's the worst thing. I was going to say, with, like, instruments, it's always a thing when you've got that PA to set up, that's always a nightmare because it's so heavy.
Yeah.
And the next person I always feel sorry for is the drummer. Because the drummer is always the first one to set up for a gig, and then they all go, oh, we will help you at the end. And then you're like, oh, no, well, we've got to go because we've got to go somewhere.
Yeah,
and they just leave you.
I know that feeling. Yeah, that reminds me of Billy and Will.
It's like, okay, they've got their guitar cases, they're out the door. Singer's gone, don't even bother. They don't even bother wrapping up wires.
The last pub gig we actually had, I seem to remember, I had people from the audience offering me a hand
and
none of the actual band.
All right.
Whoa, I'm not.
What was the first gig that you did?
4th of March.
No, the house one. The house party.
The Christmas one at Jack's house.
Yeah. It was like the 27th of December.
Mm.
And this is like, we've been together, all four of us, for like 4 months. and we never ever like left the house, and we still don't leave the house for this gig because we just got a load of people come round and watch us play.
Yeah,
and that was like the first time we had an audience, and it was kind of bad, but it was good as well because it was kind of fun. The actual first like pub gig was the Beaky in, when was that?
The Beaconsfield Arms on the 4th of March, and honestly, that's the first time I've played with that kind of atmosphere, and it was just amazing. We packed the pub out.
Yeah, it did get a bit hectic at times. Yeah,
people getting chucked out.
Yeah, you know, friends and family turning up. It was nice to have that much support, and it kind of drove the band to like, you know, we want to carry this on. So from there on, you know, we've been pushing 200% to get somewhere. So yeah.
Now you're all quite young. How old are you?
I just turned 17, so I'm the baby of the band.
Well, I'm 18.
Yep.
I'm 17.
I'm 18.
Oh, well, that's cheered us all up, hasn't it? In case you didn't feel old in the first place. Who out of the band? There's always one in the band that gets the most female attention.
Andrew.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right, here we go. Singer,
because I think I noticed a video of Andrew when he was going, I've recorded that wrong. Let me just do that again. That is you, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So he's the one who gets the girls, is he?
I get the attention. I don't get the girls because I respect women. and I like to hold the integrity of the band.
And it has nothing to do with
it. And I have a girlfriend as well.
All right, there'll be a round of applause. I think lovely thing to say. So what's the dream for you guys? I know you want to obviously carry on. Are you going to university? Are you going to, what's happening?
I'm not really sure what I'm doing at the moment. I have no clue. Yeah. My future is just in front of
it's in the future.
It's he's making hand motions. Can't,
yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm heading off to university in September.
Yep.
to you know, study drama and go in that direction. But I'm definitely going to try and stay with the band because we do have, in my opinion, we have a unique sound, and I really think it can go somewhere. It takes a lot for me to be confident in something, and so, yeah, I think we've got it if we stick to it.
What about the writing? When you come in to write as a band, it's notoriously quite difficult because different people have got different opinions. Here we go, everyone's laughing. Different people have got different opinions, but do you actually sort of come... Who comes in with the chords, or do you all start playing together, or somebody have lyrics, or how does it work when you're putting tunes together, originals?
Someone just comes up with, like, Billy came up with a bass line and we just put our bits to it, or I came up with a riff and we just put our bits to it, and it kind of works better when we just go in a room together and write, rather than one of us goes away and writes a song and brings it to the band.
One of the songs, it's a song that inspired Will's t-shirt, that was made up on the spot. I have the original recording of Will just like playing a bit of guitar, and Andrew, the lyrical genius he is, he can make lyrics up on the spot, on the fly.
Raps the whole thing.
Rap the whole song, like, made up on the spot, and I filmed the entire thing, and I think when we're famous and being famous, I'm going to release the video. No one's ever seen it, because I'm the only one who's seen it on the camera. And it's, like, the very first thing. And it's been in our shows ever since, because it's just, like...
Really, yeah, I guess just writing songs is a bit like a jigsaw puzzle for us. Mm. Someone comes in with a piece, then we layer on top of it. Jack's always good with the drums. He knows where it goes. He's confident. I think the only issue we've come up with when writing songs is getting the entire band to like it.
Yeah.
Is that we get that once or twice, and that's fine. Mm. But it soon grows on everyone, and I think that's good. Otherwise, we drop it and move on to something else.
So at the moment, you're concentrating on obviously doing your gigs, and you've got gigs coming up, and then you're hopefully going to be going into the studio. Is that later on this year or start of next year to sort of record an EP?
Well, we were trying to get one like 2 months ago, but we've been contacting someone that wanted to record us, and he just won't get back to us.
He's just busy. He's just busy.
He's just busy is what they always say.
Well, you can forget him for a start. You won't be listening to this. Forget him. Get somebody else who's interested.
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. Gigs.
Mm.
Going on tour.
Actually, we were planning, because I've come from Oxford, and Jack knows people in Bristol.
Mm.
Sometime next year, going for like a mini tour thing, we were planning to go to Oxford and then Bristol for a weekend, and that might be quite cool. Publicity would help us.
So how many songs have you got under your belt that you've written so far? The originals.
Three.
And you sort of you've obviously got those sounding fantastic, so are you just carrying on with writing more of your original stuff?
We've got like a is it 2 hours? We've got a 2-hour set of covers ready, so that and then we basically just take out the ones we least I don't want to say least like because I like all the set, but we take out specific ones and then we replace them with songs we've written, and then we kind of layer it up from there. The more songs we write, the less covers we play, etc., etc.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it turns into quite...
All covers, eventually.
Not all covers, all our songs.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're on tour, what band would you like to be your support? Ooh, if you could have the dream band be?
Britney Spears.
I think Will's really hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yeah, she's a big talking point for us.
Yeah. moving swiftly on. Just have to ask before you start doing your stuff, lads, where did you get the name?
Last year, during GCSEs, it was just me and Jack, because no one else was doing GCSEs at the time. And I was stressing out, and we were doing some practice past papers, and a question came up on infrared radiation or whatever. And like the question, Andrew's choking on some water. I'm sorry, I'm just laughing.
Don't
die. Some question came up on like, oh, there's like an infrared radiation on a penguin. Like, what temperature is it? And I was like, oh, infrared penguin. That's pretty cool. And I came out the exam and I was like, Jack, infrared penguin. He's like, that's my name, isn't it? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And like 2 months later, after the holidays, we said, hey, Ewan was like, do you have a band name? And he was like, infrared penguin. He's like, yeah, all right.
And then we hated it for 5 months.
Then we
changed it about five times.
Yeah.
And then we went back to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is weird with band names. It's just, it's always a nightmare, isn't it? But that's a good one. It sticks in people's minds.
Good, I'm glad.
It's a good band. Good band. Right then, guys, you're going to start playing live. Tell us about the songs, or tell us about the first song you're going to do.
We're doing Say It Ain't So by Weezer. Mm-hmm. It's one of our chill songs in our set list. It's been quite... from the early days of when we did covers, it stuck with us. You know, some of them have been dropped along the way, but this is definitely one that stayed with us. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
Andrew, can you give me a cheeky turn on the bass? Thank you.
Here we go. Here's Infrared Penguin.
Years of silence, you've cleaned up, found Jesus, things not good, or so I hear. This bottle of Stevens awakens ancient feelings. Like father, stepfather, the son is drowning in the flood. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say it ain't so, whoa, whoa.
Was great, absolutely great. And your voice, very mature voice for a young man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Pardon? You can't say that thing, sort of thing on air. 2 days run out. That was Jack Stand being slightly rude off air.